This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. The latest set of Wisconsin State report cards for schools shows pandemic ripple effects. The Department of Public Instruction looks at academic achievement, student growth, graduation rates, and other factors to give each school district a score from 0 to 100. The scores correlate to five categories, from fails to meet expectations to significantly exceeds expectations. About one in five school districts fell by at least one category in the 2022 report cards. Milwaukee Public Schools dropped one category from meets expectations to meets few expectations. MPS Director of Assessment Melanie Stewart pointed out the slide was less than 2 points on the 100-point scale.
Would we like to be at that higher category? Of course we would. Do we plan to get back to that level? Absolutely. But we have to look at all of the components of data to make a difference for our kids.
The report cards use 3 years of information, so the latest number crunching includes more pandemic-era data than the previous one. DPI education consultant Patrick Chambers said that could be one reason some districts declined.
We're effectively swapping out 2017-18 for 2021-22. You look at this year's report card compared to last. If they had 21-22 results that are, you know, significantly lower than 2017-18, that's contributing to lower scores and to lower ratings.
Report cards weren't done in 2020 due to the pandemic. The lowest scoring school districts in Wisconsin are Menominee Indian, Beloit, Tri-County Area, Racine, and Two Rivers. In each of those districts, more than half of the students are economically disadvantaged. The highest scoring districts serve more affluent student populations. They are Whitefish Bay, Heartland Lakeside, Fox Point, Kohler, and Cedarburg. DPI also produces report cards for private schools and the taxpayer-funded parental choice programs, though about half of them don't have enough students to receive a score. The highest-scoring Milwaukee schools are choice schools. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.